Hey everyone, this is Lady Jane with the VIP Life. How you doing? How's everyone? Today's show is just going to be about Braille or technology. What's good? What's what? Join me and let's get cracking. So as you probably know so far, I'm visually impaired. And I've been like this for the last 7 years. No, 8 years. It will be 8 years in this September. Since then, I've been quite lucky. Technology has sort of come in nicely. But for starters, when I immediately got blind, I went blind for 2 whole weeks. I couldn't see anything, nothing. Just close your eyes and imagine it. If you're not blind already, if you're listening to this as a proper visual person, yes, just close your eyes and just imagine just living your life for 2 weeks plus, just not seeing anything. Luckily, I started getting my vision back gradually and up to where it is now. It's more of an optimum, as my optician would say, and I've learned to live with it. So immediately, there's a local charity of the area that I live in that deal with people with vision problems. And one lady came to see me, who was my rehabilitation officer. She said, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to get through this. And that was quite okay, but I had not accepted the situation. I mean, what are you telling me? Well, I'm not going to be able to see for the rest of my life. Is this my new normal? And it was really hard. It was really hard. But one thing she came with to the hospital, I was in hospital at that point, and one thing that she came with the hospital was a piece of paper with Braille on it. And she said, I would advise that you start learning Braille, because we don't know what part or how, what extent of the vision you're going to get back. At this point, I'm crying. I don't want to see this piece of paper. I threw it on the floor. I went out on one. I just couldn't handle it. Neither did my mom. My mom actually walked out of the room. She just couldn't bear the news that, hey, we're just going to start learning Braille now. I mean, I had just learned how to type properly on a computer keyboard. And I was one of those people that would look at the keyboard. You know, when you're typing, I just used to look at the keyboard and then just glance, lift my head, look at the screen, then go back and look at the keyboard. Then all of a sudden now I'm being told, oh, you've got to learn Braille. Oh, my heart shattered. But as time went on and on, I started using different things, technology wise. I got some machine. What was it called? It was a scan reader. Yeah, it was a scan reader. But before I even got the scan reader, I had nothing. I had one of those phones. It was an HTC Mozart. Yeah, I remember that. And I couldn't use it as much apart from just going on YouTube and listening to music. But the only way I could listen to music is because at that point, YouTube had that little icon at the top right that just, you press it, that microphone, you press it and you tell it what you want to listen to. And that was sort of my world sound. That was just it. I couldn't text, or if someone calls, I'll just tap on the screen until I answer it. It was just weird. It was horrible. It was really horrible. And for years, I just ignored. I was just thinking, can't be bothered to get an iPhone. Can't be bothered to get an iPhone. It's just no. That's not my kind of thing. I just thought iPhones were expensive for nothing. Until I got a grant from the Teenage Cancer Trust, which is also a charity in the UK. And I got a grant from them, and they got me a phone. They got me an iPhone 4 at that point. Holy Moses, life just changed. Life changed. If I say life changed, Oh wait, rewind. We'll get back to that. The time I had my HTC Mozart is the same time I got a scan reader. So I would get documents and papers and place it. Imagine a scanner that can actually read to you. This thing would take approximately 3 minutes to light up, to come up, to even say anything. It would come up and just say, "I'm here. This is your scan reader. Ready when you are." It had this weird, quirky voice. But at that point, it helped. It really helped. So I would scan and I'd just listen to it. Okay, I could fast forward it. I could slow it down. I could scan about 10 pages at the same time. That was okay at that point because I wanted to go back to uni. And I thought, whatever I have to do to get back to uni, I will do it. Remember, at this point, the same timeline, my eyesight is coming back gradually. And things I just had to do. I was so determined to go back to school. Oh, I had to finish that degree. Oh, I had to. This, yes. So remember, I have a scan reader. And then I got another technology in the blind society. It's called a CCTV. So it's a monitor, like the computer monitor, with a little magnifier at the bottom. And it has some sort of where you would place your keyboard. It has a tray that slides left to right. So I used this. I would put a document on the tray, and it would be magnified on the screen. So I'd move it left to right. It took me a while to get used to it because you have to focus on the document. And it's not easy. So the first time I thought, okay, if I can read a document here, can I do this with my phone? So I got this HTC Mozart, placed it on the tray, and boom, I could see everything on the phone. That day I didn't sleep. It was amazing. I could talk to people. I could text. The first person I texted was my mom. We're in the same house, but I texted her. She was in the bedroom. She gets a text from me. She actually came to the sitting room to see what I was doing. Because I actually, when she saw me there with the phone there, she knew. This had just revolutionized my vision situation. It was amazing. From then on, I went back on Facebook, and at that time Insta was coming up, but it was more Facebook than anything. I could use WhatsApp, I could text my friends, my cousins. Now I could actually talk to people, I could actually connect with people. I went back to reading stuff. At that point, I was using, before I got ill and before I got visually impaired, I was using StumbleUpon. I don't know if you guys ever used StumbleUpon. It was this app where you could just read random blogs every day. I was so happy. And in the same timeline, I accepted the situation that, hey, I can use Braille as well. So I started learning Braille. I just started learning the alphabet. The way I did it is the rehabilitation officer would come and see me at home at least once a fortnight. So every time she would come with these pieces of materials, cotton, silk, thing, whatever, polyester, nylon. She would just come with pieces of material and she would make me touch them and tell her what they are. Disclaimer, this lady is also visually impaired. She has just a bit of sight and she maneuvers, she teaches people. She's just an amazing. But the fact that she is visually impaired gave me the hope that, oh wait, she can do stuff, so I can do stuff. And it was amazing. So anyway, back to my story. She was teaching me how to, me filling this material was preparing me on how to touch Braille, because Braille is very sensitive. Little dots on a piece of paper that are raised. So you've got to feel for every single letter, and without that, what she was doing was making my fingers sensitive to different materials and to different surfaces. So that worked. Within 6 months, it took me so long, but within 6 months, I had learned the Braille alphabet. It's quite easy. It's quite easy when you're determined. And she also brought me a keyring that had like raised dots. If you're visually impaired, you know what I'm talking about. If you're blind, you know what I'm talking about. There's all these things that you can use to learn Braille. So yes, so the Braille, remember, I've now learned just the alphabet. I've not done much. I've not started reading yet. So imagine how you learned the alphabet as a kid. Now I was learning that in terms of Braille. It's kind of hard, but we got through it. Now back to technology. I've got a CCTV. I can look at stuff on my phone with the CCTV, the monitor. I've got the scanner reader, which was reading to me. And then now, I've now got an iPhone. It's just in the house. I've not used it. It's just there, and I'm just ignorant. I'm just thinking, okay, I'll just wait for this phone to get spoiled, or when I get tired of it, then I can use the iPhone. Then my rehabilitation officer comes home, and on the CCTV is the iPhone. And she said, "Jane, you have an iPhone?" And I said, "Yes, I got this last month." She said, "Why didn't you tell me? We could have been working on this iPhone instead of working on this other stuff." And I said, "Why?" She said, "iPhone is one of the best things for you right now. It's one of the best in the market." And it just blew my mind. I thought, okay, I've just been sitting on some gem here. So anyway, the next day, one of my sisters she's my friend, but I call her sister because we adopted her. We actually adopted her by force. She's amazing. So she comes home and I said to her, "I need your help to work this iPhone thing out." She's more techy than I am. So, and she, of course, she's got vision. So we decide, okay, let's do this. She takes the iPhone out, we launch it, we set it up, and we're logged on, and we start looking through it, learning what's what, and we go on YouTube, we look for all the hacks, and then she leaves in the evening and she leaves me with it. So now, remember, I have the CCTV, so I put my iPhone there, and we look at all the accessibility. I started looking at accessibility options, and I'll be honest, my life changed from then onwards. I was like, this, I've just been denying myself freedom. The iPhone at that point was the best in the market in terms of visually impaired blind people that you could use, apart from those buttoned phones. So remember, this is a touch screen. It has proper accessibility options like magnification, voiceover. The voiceover thing caught me by surprise. I mean, I can use my phone without looking at it. Okay. If I'm looking at my phone, it has to be close to my face. Remember, I'm visually impaired, but I have to bring it close to my face and it has to be magnified. My left eye has more vision than the right eye. So at this point, I've got an iPhone, I've got a CCTV, scanner reader, and I've learned Braille. all this are useful. They have been so useful. But years later, I kept on practicing on my Braille. I stopped using my scanner after uni. I just stopped using my scanner after uni. I'll just stick to the CCTV. So I could just place a document and read it. Years later, I changed my phone. I went to an iPhone. From iPhone 4, I went to iPhone 6, then 7. It's been a journey with the iPhone, just getting to know what. But it's been amazing because I've downloaded apps. I've got a different magnifier on my phone. I have CAI, which is like your helper. It's amazing. It's amazing things that I can do. I can read handwriting, people's handwriting using my phone. I can read documents using my phone. I can do color detection using my phone. Oh, that was another thing. In my blindness journey, I had a talking alarm. A talking clock, which would act as an alarm as well. I had a talking color detector, which was really rubbish. It would tell me something like green is black, it would tell me purple is black, it would tell me pink is white, it would tell me brown is red. It was weird. Anyway, story for another day. Today is techno or Braille. So as per now, until recently, I decided, well, nah, I can't deal with Braille no more. I mean, if I go to the shops or go to the library, not every book is in Braille. I don't know when I'm going to use Braille again. Apart from it's good that I have the basics, but technology is here to stay. So I thought, I might as well just invest my time and energy and research on just stuff that I can deal with in technology bases. So that's what I'm doing. So if you are there and you know anything that I don't know about tech, especially in the visually impaired, no, in the blind society, the blind society, just let me know. The local society for the blind in my area has done so much to educate people on technology stuff. There's even a particular department just for techno stuff. But you know, there might be something out there that I don't know. I've tried games. There's games for blind people on the Apple Store. There's different things. I've not really dealt with the Samsung as much. My mom's got one and I've looked at it. I don't like the whole interface of Android as much. My husband has got an Android as well, but I really prefer the Apple situation. Even apart from the iPhone, the iPad is amazing. The magnification is good. The voiceover is good. Of course, Siri. How can I forget Siri? I just tell Siri, text so-and-so, I'm on my way. And she'll just say, here's your message. Do you want to send it? And I'll say review or add. And then, yeah, send it. It's amazing. In my first episode, I did say how grateful I am that I got blind in this timeline, because if this had happened 20-30 years ago, I don't know how I'd have coped. Oh well, of course that time there was no Facebook, Insta, blah blah blah. I guess I would have adopted to that new way of life. But wow, now I'm just grateful for the internet. I'm grateful for technology. I'm just grateful for life. Anyway, so that's it. That's Braille or tech. Tech wins. Hands down, hands up, hands whatever. Yes, tech wins. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for listening for my rumble. You'll hear me in the next one if I don't...